Twice a month, the Mat-Su School Board meets to discuss any and everything that affects local schools.
I call this regular meeting of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District to order.
This is In Summary with Emily Forstner.
I'm Emily Forstner with the In Summary broadcast for the Mat-Su School Board meeting on Wednesday, August 3rd. In contrast to the last meeting of the year in June, Wednesday's boardroom was noticeably empty and quiet. The new director for federal programs, student services, and elementary instruction sat in the back chairs for their first official board meeting. I hope they don't think they're all like this. It reminded me of starting an engine in the cold and waiting for it to warm up for what looks to be quite the ride.
I too would like to welcome those that have joined Dr. Trainee's team, and would just put out there that anything positive you've heard is true, and anything negative, just don't believe it in relation to the board. So,
the first day of school is August 16th, less than 2 weeks away. Online registration is available on the district website. Right now, 83% of the students are enrolled for in-person learning and 17% in correspondence. Member Tom Berge serves on the board's correspondence and homeschool committee, and Mat-Su Central has...
Their enrollment was 1,212 students. The significant part of that was that 424 students were first-time to homeschool.
But it's not just homeschool students that are changing the district's enrollment demographics. The war in Ukraine does too. Executive Director of Federal Program Kendra Bartz reported to the board on the status for Ukrainian refugee students in the Mat-Su.
We have about 45 registered right now in around the school district. So there are pockets of students gravitating towards Wasilla Middle and High School, Houston, Meadow Lakes, and then a scattering around the rest of the district. So possibly looking at 120, maybe. It's our estimate right now, but there's more on their way.
Member Berge reminded the district that refugees are not the same as immigrants.
Refugees may choose to go back to their homeland when the turmoil that necessitated their coming here is over. So when we bring these students into our buildings, we need to be cognizant that some may choose to return to their homelands when the current crisis is over. And we need to be not solely focused on ensuring that they fit into our society, but they also can fit back into the society that they left.
Leaving a big concert or event or even a blinking red light always trips me up. Sometimes it's hard to know which car's turn it is. So the cars creep into the intersection, stop, look, wave on, creep some more, stop again, until someone takes the plunge and drives on. Remember this pattern. On August 16th, the first day of school and the special election day and an open primary.
Speaking of school starting, it is a huge day because everyone brings their student to school in their own car that day. And we've decided to really challenge things and also have voting happen at the same time simultaneously in 16 of our sites.
The motor is still running on absurd aspirations for Superintendent Dr. Randy Trainee.
And those of us with the most have to want for all kids what we want for our own kids, a John Dewey quote that I've been saying for a long time.
And his own.
Well, I wanted them to have a rich academic experience that prepared them for any post-secondary opportunity they wanted, the military, the trades, college. I wanted them to graduate on time, obviously. I wanted them to be able to be admitted anywhere they wanted to go, be successful once they got there, and have that choice 100% paid for. In other words, free. So if I want that for my own kids, next slide, what should I want for all the kids at Mat-Su? Well, that's the exact same thing if I go back to that Dewey quote.
Dr. Trainee led the board through a series of slides that showed how aspirations become beliefs, beliefs become the vision and mission, and then these fuel actions. And if one is going to fuel change, that means something has to change.
And then I asked, these next couple slides we can go through very quickly, was me asking just a little thing from all the principals that ask them to be change leaders, not change managers. And really, this is tongue-in-cheek, because what I'm asking them to do is incredibly challenging, to make big, huge changes like this.
Dr. Trainee used the analogy of both being a fan of district administrators and teachers doing the hard work.
They kept us open for 2 years because that was best for all kids. They wanted for all kids what they would have wanted for their own. They believed that they could do it, all of those things. And they embraced academic change during that whole process. Like, I was up here saying absurd aspirations and trying to get them to change things, and they did it.
Hard work and increasing AP enrollment and exams taken.
In 21 and 22, like during the pandemic, we increased our number dramatically. Like, you know, it's approaching almost a threefold increase from 2020 to 2022. That's amazing.
And he was a coach, comparing AP exam scores to a track meet.
And we celebrate the people who come in first, second, and third, but that's not the whole point of a high school track meet. Like, we do it for all of the growth that kids have. There's most of the kids who participate in the high school track meet don't come in first, second, or third. That's the same way with AP test scores. We celebrate when a kid gets a 3, 4, or 5. The difference here is that we could have multiple kids get 3s, 4s, and 5s.
Dr. Trainee explained the difference between AP passing rates and what he called production rates. Pass rates are the number of students per 100 who earned a 3, 4, or 5 on an AP exam and potentially earns college credit. That's called a pass.
It's a misleading thing to say passing rate, because we totally have control over it. We control who takes the test and who gets in the class, and then we can manipulate our passing rate. I can tell you that our passing rate went down this year across the district from last year.
Production rate, on the other hand, measures the percent of the total student body per 100 who earned a 3, 4, or 5 on an AP exam.
You can see we were there at 6.4 in 2017. We were on a steady decline. So about 4 out of 100 students was getting a 3, 4, or 5. And then in the middle of the pandemic, when all of this craziness is going on, I started talking about all this, and all of these administrators and teachers across the district believed in it, and they've been changing things dramatically. Remember last year talking about hockey stick growth? Like, this is pretty crazy that we went from 4 per 100 in 2 years. That number, I don't know why it won't appear, but it's like 9.1. We've more than doubled in 2 years.
1,214 MATSU students took an AP exam last year, compared to 549 the year before.
Now we're more than 50% of the national average. During that time period where the rest of the United States really lost ground, we more than doubled.
Last year, the flame front for the Piston was just to have more students enrolled in an AP course and take an exam. This year, the absurd aspirations drivetrain is positioned to require AP seminar for all high school students by their sophomore year. The seminar is a research inquiry course. Member Berge noted that MATSU Central is in full support of AP seminar, but the course presents unique challenges for this growing homeschool community as it expands statewide.
We're either going to have to develop a boarding school model to bring them to us to do AP seminar, or we are going to have to develop. I would prefer not to waive a requirement. I would rather put in the effort to develop a scenario that the student can achieve the requirement without a waiver. So, you know, that not applicable to our brick and mortar schools, but if we are choosing to expand MATSU Central, we need to look at that. And I would say sooner than later, because I don't think it's a problem right now.
CTE coursework is also part of the fuel pump for change. Dr. Trainee said that as well as AP, schools will continue to expand CTE this year.
I always try to circle back to this. What I just showed you with AP is still one-third of what we produce on CTE. Our CTE program really is stellar. It's like it is one of those top-tier things across the whole country.
Listeners may remember back in June, the ghosted discussion of the district's long-term strategic plan. It took a back seat to the conflicting board policy 6145 on transgender athletes and girls' sports. KTUU showed up not once, but twice for those meetings. On Wednesday, the long-term strategic plan got back on the road. Deputy Superintendent Luke Fulp retraced the plan's timeline and the online presence it has on the main webpage.
This placement allowed for a large audience of stakeholders to review and provide input on the draft plan. As of Thursday, July 28th, the online registration landing page had over 12,000 views, and a total of 13,536 students had completed and or begun the registration process. It has since increased. So that was last week, and it increases about over 1,000 per day at this point.
The plan includes a recommendation to the borough to put a $24 million bond on the November ballot. This bond is in support of the construction of a new Mat-Su Central school. The assembly will have that as an agenda item on their next meeting Wednesday, August 17th.
So the borough assembly will have a meeting the same evening that we have our board meeting on Wednesday because of the elections.
Long-term strategic plans are important for a number of reasons. One, they're long-term. Two, they're strategic. And the November election is just another really good example of why districts need long-term strategic plans. Because in July, voters approved for the reapportionment for school board districts. That means, in November, it's get in, sparkle fart, we've got chaos to spread. There will be 5 of 7 seats open for school board. So long-term planning helps keep everyone in their lane and moving in the same direction, especially important when the traffic pattern shifts 70%. School board elections after this year will be staggered to avoid this massive traffic jam in the future. Dr. Traney's contract was approved, an upgrade of $26,000, but not without some backfire from member Ole Larson.
Number two on the base salary increase by $26,000. I would like to know where that $26,000 is coming from and how we are attaining that $26,000 to pay the superintendent.
Mr. Fulp said that the raise would come out of the board's budget used for travel and expenses. Typically, about 75% of that budget is spent, leaving enough to cover the raise. Mr. Berge said,
It would send a message to the district that we would be willing to sacrifice our own budget to ensure that this contract goes through.
Mr. Larson said no way would he vote for the increase unless...
Just one comment. I will not be voting in favor of the superintendent's contract unless it can be shown that the $26,000 is a cut out of somewhere within the budget.
Board President Ryan Ponder figured that a district budget of $245 million plus or minus could probably find a bonus with only 3 zeros in it. Plus...
Not to put you on the spot here, Dr. Traney, but just since the Big Five were brought up, could you remind me how many of the Big Five stayed open during the course of a 2-year pandemic?
Yeah, we were the only ones to stay open.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your service and what you do for our school district. With that, is there any other further board discussion?
In the end, an upgrade it was.
That passes unanimously.
Mark your calendars. August is filling up fast. School starts for teachers on August 10th. The new Houston High School holds an open house on August 11th from 4 to 6. School starts for students on August 16th. Mat-Su Central School celebrates its 50th anniversary on August 17th. And the fair starts 2 days later. Tune tune in on Tuesday, August 16th, right here on Big Cabbage Radio at 8 in the morning for Inside the District. And then again on Wednesday night for the next scheduled school board meeting starting at 6. And following on Friday, August 19th at 1 p.m., the In Summary broadcast. Until then, stay well and drive safe.
This has been In Summary with Emily Forstner. The Mattsu School Board meets twice a month, and streams of the full meetings are available on RadioFreePalmer.org. This piece is a production of Big Cabbage Radio. Questions about the program can be directed to manager@RadioFreePalmer.org.